The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmities." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading, St. Paul tells us, be kind, compassionate, and forgiving. I want you to think in your mind, what does it mean to be kind and compassionate in your daily lives? How can you be kind and compassionate? Then let us look at the gospel. So Jesus goes into the synagogue, into the church on a Sabbath, the day that you're supposed to not do any work because to kind of honor God and dedicate your time to God. And he sees this woman who can't stand up straight, so he cures her. The leader of the synagogue objects because this was considered by the Jews at that time as doing work. And it's the Sabbath. You're not supposed to work. So he tells the people, if you want to be cured, don't come on the Sabbath. Come like any other day. But Jesus responds to him and said, look, you guys on the Sabbath, if you had a cattle, a cow, or an ox, or a donkey, you go and tie them and take them out so they can drink water if they're tied into the barn. And you say, that's okay to do, that's okay work. But to heal someone who's been sick is not okay. Now the question for you, do you think Jesus was kind in saying this? He could have kept silent, he already healed the woman, he could ignore the remark by the synagogue leader. But he did not. He spoke the truth. Sometimes being kind and compassionate, we understand it as, well, let everybody do whatever they want. I don't want to hurt their feelings, so we don't speak up the truth. That's not really being kind and compassionate. That's leading people into doing something wrong, into error. Telling the truth is part of being kind and compassionate, to help others to know the good from the bad, to guide them on a good path for them to follow and not say, well, that's not my business. Or if she or he believe that way, let them just believe whatever they believe. Kindness without truth is just chaos. Because everybody does whatever they want to. Nobody follows anything. There is no rules, no order. If we truly want to be kind, we need to speak up. That's what Jesus is telling us. And that is in the Alleluia acclamation. Jesus is truth, and we're consecrated in the truth. We need to speak the truth in kindness, with compassion, not to judge others, not to put them down, not to make fun of them. But keeping silent or ignoring the truth is not really being a true friend or true kindness.